I'm bedbound with multiple sclerosis. I have pain 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doesn't let up, and I'm almost blind. And I feel ready to give it up. And I can take medicine to prolong a life that I feel brings no peace, no joy, no nothing. Would I be committing suicide?
Well, if you do something, if you take action that terminates your life, that would be suicide. Now, I heard you say something. I hope you don't mind, Janice.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to address. Life is a gift, even though you may not be getting joy out of it. The purpose of your life, I can't explain what all the details would be, but
right.
You know, God doesn't only bring us into existence so that we can derive pleasure or joy.
No.
One of the reasons is so that you could bring glory to Him, and it may be that you are able to bring glory to Him even through your trials. And so I'm sure there are days where you are on the verge of despair.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that you need to trust God that if you're alive, He has a purpose. And just say, Lord, today help me fulfill Your purpose. If it means I need to praise You
Amen.
Through my trials, then give me the grace and the strength to do that. The Apostle Paul struggled with some vexing physical ailment. We don't know exactly what
yeah.
it was. And he prayed 3 times God would take it. And God said, no, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And it could be that this disease is God's way of making His strength perfect in you. Could we pray with you, Janice?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Father in heaven, we just want to come before You collectively, those listening, and to direct our prayers in Janice's direction, and others like her who are facing despair because of physical maladies or maybe even terminal illness. And I pray that You'll give them the courage, physical strength, and grace to know how they can best serve You with their life that remains. And looking forward to the new body where there is no more pain and the new earth, the new life. And so I pray that You'll grant her courage and peace. Even though she may not have peace in her body, she can have that in her heart. And we're asking this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Janice, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.